break up. Now every day I wake up, somebody got a problem with hope. What's up, y'all niggas all fed up, cause I got a little cheddar and my record's moving out the store. Young fuckers spitting at me, young rappers getting at me. My nigga Big predicted this shit exactly. More money, more problems, gotta move carefully. Cause faggots hate when you getting money like athletes. Youngins ice grilling me, oh, you not feeling me fine. It costs you nothing, pay me no mind. Look, I'm on my grind, cousin, ain't got time for fronting. Sensitive thugs, y'all all need hugs. Damn, little mans, I'm just trying to do me. If the record's 2 mil, I'm just trying to move 3. Get a couple chicks, get them to try to do E. Hopefully they're menage before I reach my garage. I don't want much, fuck, I drove every car. Some nice cooked food, some nice clean drawers. Bird ass niggas, I don't mean to ruffle y'all. I know you waiting in the wing, but I'm doing my thing. Where's the love?
We are back. Episode 14 of this show that I affectionately named Tay's Tidbits. How are you guys doing? I missed you so much. Oh my God, I missed you so much. I hope each person under the sound of my voice is doing well and that this episode finds you in great spirits, that you are excited about summer and sunshine. Pools, beaches, I don't know, lakes, however you like to spend your summer. I look forward to being outside a lot after being inside a lot. We are here. I'm so glad to be back. I just want to thank you guys for your patience. I feel like I've said that a few times, but seriously, thank you. I'm still figuring this thing out. 14 episodes is not quite enough for me to be an expert just yet, so, but I'm committed. I am. I'm back. I'm here. We're going to talk a little bit after we listen to a little boy of the boy, Sean Corey.
You know how we do, Rockefeller, forever.
Catch me skating through your town, putting it down. Y'all relating, no waiting. I'll make your block infrared hot. I'm like Satan. Y'all feel a nigga struggle. Y'all think a nigga Luddle. Hustle behind the wheel, trying to escape my trouble. Can't stop the greeting me. I'm talking sweet the keys, cursing the very God that brought this reef to be. My life is based on sacrifices. Jews like ISIS and fools that think I slip. You fuck around, you get your guys hit. They built me to be filthy on some I do or die shit. For real, the price of leather's got me deeper than ever. And just think, when this here, I'm trying to feel me, nigga.
Politics as usual. Woo-hoo-hoo. First things first, let's get the formalities on out the way. Shout out to everybody listening to this podcast for the first time. I am Shantae. Most people call me Tay or Tay-Tay or some version of that. But Shantae is fine, whatever you decide to call me. Just don't call me broke. Amen. So I want to also shout out all of the people across the water listening to this episode. I think I had 4 different areas of England on episode 13. I think that is so dope. International Tay-Tay is also an option to call me. I'm cool with that as well. Shout out to everyone who's been listening from the beginning. I appreciate you. Everybody listening for the last time. I don't say that to be morbid, but I'm just realistic. You know, some people just won't stay for the entire journey. And I'm okay with that. If you've listened for 5 minutes or for 5 episodes, thank you. What's going on with you guys? I like to pose questions as if you guys can actually answer me. It's really funny. But I like to keep things conversational. So I ask how you guys have been since our last episode together. I want to follow the format of episode 13, where I was not necessarily focused on one topic, but that I jumped around a little bit. I plan to do that today. I want to just get some shit off my chest. I can't promise that it'll flow in a way that is what you guys may be accustomed to, but I do want to prepare you in saying that I just I have some things that I want to just get off. Again, I appreciate and I thank you guys for rocking with me through my hiatus. I'm not in the business of giving up. I don't want to do that. I don't want to make it a regular thing for me to take time off. But what I do promise you is that I'm going to offer a quality product. I come into this studio, I have to pay for this time. So I'm not going to waste it. I'm not going to waste my time. I'm not going to waste your time. And I'm not going to waste my money. So if I'm going to sit behind this microphone and record, I need to do it from a clear headspace. I feel like the majority of the listeners of this show would understand that and appreciate that. Thank you guys for the support, for all of the messages that you sent. When I posted that I would be taking a little bit of a break, I really, really appreciate the support because I didn't know, honestly, I didn't know what that would look like. I didn't know if people would be frustrated or disappointed or upset or, you know, people are entitled. People feel the way that they feel. And I don't necessarily feel like it's for me to own, but I do feel responsible for this platform that I have created. And in doing so, I want to give you guys my best. Wasn't in the best headspace. So took a little break, took some time away, and I'm very, very glad that I did because a lot of the things that I said would have not come from a place of sound logic and judgment. They would have come from a place of emotion, and I would have regretted. Listening back, I would not have been happy. Maybe at first listen, I would have been cool. But a month, 2 months, a year from now, I don't want to listen back and cringe because I couldn't control my emotions. So, you know, I speak a lot about boundaries on this platform. And I mean the things that I say. And I want to live the life that I speak about. Boundaries aren't always for other people. Sometimes we have to exercise them within ourselves. Sometimes we get to say no and we get to allow that to be a complete sentence and we get to tell people when we can and when we cannot show up. And the people who we care about, even if they don't understand it, will learn to respect the fact that I don't want to give you subpar. I don't want to give you lukewarm. I don't want to give you anything other than the best of me. Does that mean that it's perfect? No. But I can offer quality now. So here we are back. Again, I'm very, very, very happy to be back. And along with that, it's not like, ooh, I'm not happy, so I don't want to record. It's not that. I've done emotional episodes. I've done sad episodes. I've done heavy episodes, episodes where I was crying, and those were completely fine. They still went out and I'm good with them, but I don't want every episode to be that. And there's a lot of transition happening in my life right now, and has been happening since the inception of this podcast. So it's to be expected that I would just have days where I'm just not able to give what I'm accustomed to. What I'm accustomed to is the happy, bubbly, jovial person. That is who I am typically. Anything outside of that usually comes from a situation or an experience or something that's happening in my life that may cause me to just not feel like myself, to be sad, to be upset, to be super anxious, frustrated, disappointed, lots of different feelings. And because I am typically so jovial, bubbly, you know, these are outgoing, what, you know, whatever you want to call me, it's very, very evident when I'm not in that space. I haven't learned how to fake it till I make it. I haven't learned how to put on, and pretension is not something that I don't think I will ever possess. I show up in a space of authenticity and I pride myself on that. And if I'm not able to show up in that way, then I'd rather just not go. So that's my little spiel. I feel like you guys deserve that. If you have been rocking with me and you were patient enough to wait and to come back and listen again, then you deserve a bit of an explanation. I don't owe people intricate details of my life, but anyone who has invested in me and to this brand and to this podcast, I, out of respect, will give you that. Because I did promise an episode every other week and I took a little bit of a break. But I'm back. But yes, we are back here again for another episode, another conversation, another exchange of energy and dialogue, because, you know, just as much as I get on here and I talk to you guys and do my best to encourage and to uplift and to offer positivity, you guys feed me with all of your love and your grace and your compassion and your support that is just so, it seems to be limitless. Like, just when I feel like, oh, this is so ginormous, you guys just show up again. To that point, shout out to Tosh for delivering on the third round of merch. I appreciate each of you who has ordered thus far. The third round of merch is a t-shirt that says "Forgive Yourself," an inspiration from conversation and, you know, the dialogue on episode 12. So I love it. She did a fantastic job. It is available at www.tastetidbits.com. It's currently on sale for $9.99. That won't be for long. It's Memorial Day. It's sunny outside. It's warm. I'm feeling generous, but it will be back to full price probably by the end of the weekend. If not, probably maybe a week, I'll leave it, because you guys won't hear this until the weekend is far gone. So thank you, Tosh, for the design. Thank you guys for the support. Just a reminder, like, forgive yourself. I think, you know, we talk a lot about forgiveness of other people, and that's fantastic. But we cannot negate the need to forgive ourselves as well. You know, you did what you could when you could, and it's not for you to hold on to forever. If you need a little bit more context, listen to episode 12 if you haven't already. I will be shipping out your orders as soon as I can, but I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you so much. The first thing I want to talk to you guys about today is control. Man, I've been thinking about this from the very beginning. It was actually in the list of topics that I did prior to recording episode 1. And it was just something that I kind of just moved down the list as we began to record. But here we are. And I feel the need to discuss my thoughts on controlling people, what control looks like, from kind of a broader aspect, and why I feel like it's dangerous for a lot of people who have absolutely no idea of their issues with control. Okay, so let me first start by talking about my experience. I feel like control, people who have issues with control, and when I say control, I'm not necessarily speaking to self-control right now. I'm speaking to controlling other people, situations, outcomes, right? So I feel like childhood and trauma and a lack of control in our adolescence can cause us to grasp to the idea of controlling things, people, situations, outcomes as a means of safety. A lack of control in childhood is not a choice. It's not something that we can call one way or the other. We're usually under the leadership, if you will, of our parents or whoever is raising us. So we don't get to decide a lot of things. And then when there is trauma or there is pain or there are negative experiences, we grow up yearning for the control we may not have had in that experience. Traumatic experiences especially can cause people to become incredibly controlling in their adulthood. So for me, I would be so just frustrated all of the time and not understanding why people just didn't see the world the way I saw it and why they just couldn't do the things the way I thought that they should be done. Yes, I'm a Virgo, so I'm incredibly meticulous anyway. However, it was not that. It was the need for me to want to control my entire world because that is what made me feel safe. So like I said, I would just be upset all the time because this person didn't do X, Y, or Z the way that I thought that it should be done. And this person disappointed me, let me down, and didn't show up for me the way I would have shown up for them. So I was always frustrated with people, human, imperfect people. And there had to come a time for me where I had to sit as a grown adult woman and acknowledge that people are allowed to do whatever the fuck they want to do. Adults are allowed to live however they want to live. And when I decided to live my life and let other people live their lives, the freedom, I can't even express the freedom that came behind that. Because guess what? At the end of every single one of God's days, the only person who I can control is me. I can't tell people what to eat, what to wear, what not to wear, where they should go, where they shouldn't go, what they should do, what they shouldn't do. I'm not concerned with another human being that much. I truly do not care. Whatever decisions you make for yourself are the decisions that you make for yourself, because guess what? They do not affect me one way or the other. So it was a choice. It was a literal choice to let it go and to worry about myself and to shift my focus from what other people were doing. It's irrelevant. It does not make a difference in life, period. It does not make a difference in life, whether or not you agree with someone's decisions or not. There was a conversation, I don't know if it was Twitter or Instagram, it was social media, about, goodness, I think it was like people protesting against the vaccine. People were protesting against the voluntary vaccine. If you do not want to inject the vaccine into your body, do not inject the vaccine into your body. But what do you gain? This is a serious question because I'm not even trying to be funny. Like, if you guys have an answer, somebody reach out to me and let me know. What do you gain from trying to prevent someone else from making a choice for themselves? No one is forcing you to do anything. Joe Biden did not sign an executive order that said every American in the United States of America must be vaccinated. It is voluntary. You can do it or you don't have to do it. So if you feel like, you know what, this is not the choice for me, this is not the choice for my children, this is not the, that's what, I'm going to leave my home and take a damn picket sign down to the fucking city hall square, the whatever, and protest against other people vaccinating themselves. Control. So it it becomes a choice of, okay, I can live and I can also let live. It doesn't bother me to allow someone else to have a decision that's different than one that I would make. But, you know, I stand clear of you should people. You should do this. You should do that. You should eat this. You should do that. You should. I am. Let's see. It's May, right? I am 16 months away from being 40 years old. I don't need to be told what to do. I'm not a child. So when I started to see how it bothered me to be controlled, I then had to in turn do an assessment of the way I showed up and if I had any areas of my life where I was being controlling. And when I did, yes, the inventory proved itself. Yes, girl, you too have issue. And that's when I had to completely shut that shit off. Yes, I still may have a problem if someone that I care about and that I depend on lets me down. That stings. We can't pretend as if that's not the case. It does. It doesn't feel good if you're dependent upon somebody because they're your friend or your family, and then they don't do what it is that they are supposed to do or that they say that they're going to do. Holding someone accountable for their integrity is not controlling them. Now, if I continue to allow you to do me wrong or to say that you're going to be somewhere and not show up, whatever, then I'm trying to control the narrative in that case. I'm trying to control the outcome when I already have been shown what it's going to look like. Then that becomes my problem. Because again, to quote the great Dr. Maya Angelou, when people show you who they are, believe them. She didn't say believe them the first time. I love how people start, they love adding words to her quotes. That's not what the quote says. The quote says, when people show you who they are, comma, believe them, period. So when I refuse to do that, then it's not that other person's issue at that point. It's on me. Can people change? Absolutely. Can they make pivots and adjustments? Can they do work that will put them on a different trajectory in their life? Absolutely. I'm a living witness. The person who I am today is not the person who I was before I started therapy. The person who I am today is not the person who I was before I made a choice to be different. So I do believe in change. I also believe in believing and believe in what people show you. While I understand where, you know, a control freak, people call them, or someone who's controlling, I understand where that can come from. I know how it can affect relationships, interactions. I know people who will not deal in life, whether it's business, family, personal, whatever, with people they can't control. If you don't do what I say when I say it, I have absolutely no desire to be in relationship with you. I promise you, you guys, people like that truly exist. And I may, that may not be news. You guys may also know people who exist like that. That's so unfortunate for me to hear, because I feel like you miss out on so much in life and so many experiences with people who think differently than you, who dress differently than you, who eat differently than you, who have, you know, traveled to different places than you. Just the exchange of that type of energy with someone who is not who I am, who doesn't look like I look, who, you know, didn't go to the same type of school that I went to. Like, you can have conversations and you can, you know, exchange ideas and thoughts and experiences, and you can get to know something outside of the scope of your knowledge, and you can, you know, you can just broaden your mind. But people who are controlling are typical are typically also close. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm struggling with the words. I'm trying to get back the flow of this whole podcasting thing, y'all. Give me a little bit of a break. People who are controlling in that way are typically also close-minded people. Because people who are open-minded understand that it takes all kinds and that everybody doesn't do things the way that I do them, and that's okay. So in order to be someone who is that rigid and controlling, you by default have to be closed-minded. So making the choice to not be controlling requires you to open your mind to different possibilities. Because whether you like it or you don't, it doesn't change the fact that there are different people in the world who will live their lives the way that they want to live them, whether or not you approve, agree, clap, cheer. It doesn't matter. So it would behoove us to just consider just allowing life to be what it is without feeling the need to control every situation. I had someone tell me, shout out to Erica, I don't know if you'll hear this, but if you do, hey girl, hey. She told me to detach from outcomes. And when she first said that to me, I had no idea what that meant, y'all. And y'all know I consider myself to be a pretty decently read girl. And I'm like, detach from outcomes. It was so foreign to me to even think about not attaching myself to what was going to happen at the end. How's this going to work out? Because, you know, the little traumatized girl in me just always wanted to be able to predict the end, because there's safety in that. There's security in that. So to think about going with the flow and just allowing life to, you know, happen on its own terms, and, you know, taking every experience as it comes and being spontaneous and surprises, all of that shit scared the hell out of me. I'm like, no. I need to know where we're going. I need to know how we're getting there. I need to know what time we're leaving. I need to know what I need to wear, what I need to pack, how much money I need. Like, I need to know these things. I need to know all of it. And it's like, so the thought of detaching from outcomes, and I'm not going to hold y'all, I still have my struggles. I am very routined. I'm very predictable in a lot of ways when it comes to a lot of things. You can count on me to do certain things. And then this certain shit I'm never going to do. Don't call me to go skydiving. Shantae's not doing that. So I'm still working, but I have let go in some like small areas, like, oh, okay, let me see how it will feel if I just detach from the outcome of this situation. Let me just go with the flow of enjoying this person or enjoying, you know, this experience and not worrying about what the end is going to look like all of the time. So, you know, learning, growing, evolving, always learning, growing, evolving. That's the name of the game for me. And I hope that this show is inspiring you guys to do the same thing. I really do. I hope that listening to this podcast makes you want to just be better. However that looks for you, I hope that that is what is happening in your life, because I want what is best for each of you. And whatever evolution and growth look like for you on an individual basis, that is what my hope is. The very best for every single listener of this show, that you get to experience the life that you truly want to experience, that you get to do the things that set your heart on fire and that make you happy, regardless of, you know, a paycheck or a significant other or limitations from debt or trauma or whatever it is that's holding you back. I hope that you get a taste of the good life and whatever that good life means for you. I hope you get to experience it. I feel like each and every one of you deserve it. And that's what I want. That is my goal for this show. is to inspire, encourage, uplift, all of those things. I want to just be positive, and I want to shine light on topics and on things that maybe are talked about all the time and maybe are not talked about enough. And I know how restrained, that's a good word, my life was when I was just trying to control every single person and every single thing that happened in my life. And it was just impossible. Just to be honest, it was impossible. And now knowing that, like, I can control myself. I can control the decisions that I make. I can control the interactions that I have. Because guess what? If you aren't what I want as far as a friend or a partner, I don't have to be here. So I don't have to try to force you into changing. I just get to remove myself. It's, you know, life is so complex yet so simple. There are so many things that are so simple that we overcomplicate because of whatever reason. The reason is not to be judged. The fact remains that a lot of things would change if people just realized it's not that complicated. Some things are incredibly complicated, and some things are incredibly simple. Some things are as complicated as they are simple. True on that. You don't have the physical nor mental ability to control another human person. What does it benefit you to push your suggestions and thoughts and everything on to a grown adult who ultimately will do whatever it is that they want to do at the end of it? Even if they're asking you for advice, people ask, well, what do you think? I'll tell you what I think, but I do so knowing that you have free will and choice to do what you want to do. So if you ask me what my advice is, I offer you advice, and you go all the way in the opposite direction, why would I be mad at that? Because it's your life. It's your life. It's not my life. What I say is not the end all and be all. It's just advice. Even if it is, well, I've been through that, and this is what my experience was, and this is how it may turn out, and, you know, I suggest blah, 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 blah. Okay. The person still gets to do whatever they want to do. So we can sit in spaces of continuous judgment, nodding our heads and wagging our fingers at people who don't live like us. Or we can acknowledge that we too are incredibly flawed, that we make mistakes, that we don't always get it right, and that there have been times when people tried to tell us right and we didn't do what they told us to do. So back to empathy. Again, compassion. Just put yourself in the other person's shoes. That is empathy. I can talk about it all day long. I can talk about empathy all day long because people who lack it make my skin crawl. And maybe that is judgy, but it's true. Because guess what? I take that information and I choose to stay the fuck away from you. Because there's nothing that a person like me can do with someone who has zero ability to consider someone else before themselves. I can't do anything with that. I'm clear on that. I'm okay with that. I'm not saying that every single person in my life is completely empathetic, but what I am saying is that the choice to consider someone else or consider someone else's feelings or to put yourself in someone else's shoes in their position, is possible. It's a choice. No, everyone's brain is not hardwired to automatically be empathetic. But if you are hitting a wall constantly in every interaction and relationship that you have in your life, then maybe, just maybe, there can be a shift. in the thought process of me, 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 my, to I wonder what it feels like to be them. Yeah, she made that choice, and I don't necessarily agree with it, and it was kind of fucked up, but I wonder what led her to do that. What was going through her head? How much pain does a person have to be in? This is not to excuse bad behavior. It's not to excuse wrong choices. It's not to let people off the hook and say that it's okay. But empathy allows you to experience life in a different way. Just the simple thought process. We went from control to empathy. I think these things are very, very closely related. Maybe first cousins. Might be sister and brother, but maybe at least first cousins. Your heart softens. You look at things differently. You experience things differently when you just take a step back. Before you want to control and dictate and judge, you just ask a question. I know what they did, but I wonder why they did what they did. I know that's what you said, but I wonder what kind of pain you must be in to say something that hurtful to somebody. So that's kind of where I'm at with the whole control thing. Just, again, getting some shit off my chest, talking through some things with you guys. Like I said, empathy is one of those things. There's just so many things. I just think I'm passionate. And because I'm passionate, there are things that are very close to me. Forgiveness of self and others. Empathy, boundaries, you know, just episodes one up until now. You know, the things that I've spoken about and I will continue to speak about. And the reason why I harp on these things and the reason why I hold them so near and dear to me is because I know that they are life changing. I know that they are. And that is what, to me, is like the freaking medicine. You know, someone being sick and then having the answer to the ailment. That's what it feels like to me on the inside. Like, this is something that can help people. This is something that can change and transform people's lives. Not because I'm an expert. Not because I'm any better off. I've said this before and I'll say it again. Not because I'm any better off than anybody, but because I know what it did for me. And I'm no exception. I'm, you know, if it can work for me, if it can happen for me, I just... you know, challenge people to also try it. Hey, call me a liar. Do that. Call my bluff. Call me a liar. Try it for yourself and then be like, man, that fucking podcast is bullshit. None of this works. Do that. Shit, I done spent thousands of dollars in therapy trying to prove her wrong and I haven't been able to yet. So, you know, call me a liar. Make me out of a liar. Give it a shot. Consider empathy. Relinquish control and just see what happens. What's the worst thing can happen? It doesn't work, then go back to being a controlling monster who lacks empathy. I mean, the choice, again, you're an adult. The choice is yours. You get to do whatever you want to do. I'm just here to offer what has been helping and working for me, even amidst all of the things that I'm still figuring out. Still figuring them out. And you know what? It gives me joy to come in here and to be honest with you guys and say, you know, I'm still figuring shit out. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to figure it out with you guys. I'm not going to present myself as some shiny, perfect, polished package. Oh, come on, alliteration. Where's the clap? That's not the clap. This has been too long, y'all. What? Oh my God. Okay. You know what? Never mind. There we go. There's the clap. I'm clapping for alliteration because y'all know I'm a nerd and the English language makes me happy. Anywho, I'm not doing that. I'm going to be real. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be raw. I'm going to be authentic. Always. Whether people love it or they hate it, I am me. And I have spent a very, very long time being comfortable with that. So, I chopped all of my hair off. If you follow me on social media, then you saw that I chopped all of my hair off. I have been wanting to cut my hair for a very, very long time. I've cut my hair, three times in my life. Twice, it was like a straight bob. And then in 2017, I cut it. I was natural, so I cut it to like a tapered cut, like super short on the sides and a little bit longer on the top. But this is the shortest that I've ever had it. So I had been grappling with the, you know, it won't look good. Can I pull it off? Blah, 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 blah. And I said, you know what? It's just hair. And that's what I did. My curly fro and my top knot were my security. Like, so easy. People think shorter hair is less work. It's not. It's a lot more work, but I really, really enjoy the cut. Shout out to Miss Tip ATL on Instagram. Is that it? Hold on, let me figure it out. I think that's her name on Instagram. I want to shout her out because she cut my hair and she did such a good job. Yes, Miss Tip ATL on Instagram. Love you so much, Tiffany. Yeah, I trusted her, or I entrusted her, and she didn't leave me down. She didn't let me down. The words today, goodness. She did not let me down. I'm really enjoying this cut, but if history is to repeat itself, my hair grows super fast, so I'm going to have to keeping it trimmed if I'm keep it short. I haven't decided yet. Anywho, that wraps up today's episode. Episode 14 of Tay's Tidbits. Hope you guys enjoyed listening to me rant about control and empathy. Be sure to follow the podcast page on Instagram, Tay's.Tidbits. You can follow me on Instagram @_IamShantae, Chanta, _. Appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for listening. We are going to find us a tune to take us on out of here today. I'm clearly in a very, very weird mood. Y'all can judge. I do not care. You had to know this was coming, and if you didn't, then this must be your first rodeo. But the majority of you knew this was coming. I love y'all so much, and until next time, love someone. There's a vaccine now, so hug someone, kiss someone, be good to someone, apologize to someone that you wronged, say sorry to someone that you know that you did wrong to. Just say sorry. Doesn't make you any less of a person. It's actually admirable to swallow your pride and apologize. Reach out to someone you haven't spoken to in a while. If you think about them, call them, text them, send them an email. Life is short. I love y'all. Until episode 15, do no harm, but take no shit. Peace.
Sorry, not sorry. Don't mind me. I'm living a dream. Living a dream, yeah. Came from nothing to where I thought that we would be. Living a dream. Living a dream, yeah.
We the best music. Another one. DJ
Silicon Valley money mixed with Henny, that's a Fendi. Half a century almost, slice the green like a lawnmower. Till we all on, never fall off, hear a boss talk. You don't hear me, that's your loss. Winner in life, fuck a coin toss. I'm Coinbase, basically cryptocurrency Scarface. Join us, there's gotta be more of us. I'm from the ghetto, what location? 2 seconds from the devil, I live heavenly in Cabo with a Mexican sombrero. Drink heavily, health is wealth. Look at wealth in me, wipe your nose. History, my type of clothes. Miss me with the hate. Help so many people get cake. Whips and cream for the crew. No other weed that think fast. The time I spit this, I started some other business. Came from the pitching. Cane in the kitchen. Dangerous missions. Wasting your time if you want my forgiveness.
Sorry, not sorry. Don't mind me, I'm living a dream, living a dream, yeah. Came from nothing, where I thought that we would be. Living a dream, living a dream, yeah.
Sorry, that's another B. Haters still ain't recovered from the other B. That's a double B. Now that's a triple B. Can't forget about the other B.
Hey.
It's the white gloves for me. Hater know not to touch me. I'm with the fuckery.
Fuck with me.
Humbly. Nah, respectfully. I'm a project, baby. Fuck y'all expect from me.
Technically.
America's disrespect for me. You killed Christ, you created religion unexpectedly. Circle of ice on Japanese whiskey on my mezzanine. Overlooking the city of angels. The angel invested in things. Unprecedented run. Everybody's getting bands. We just dance the different drums. I like who I become. Intermittent fasting, but these meals I'm not missing none. Sorry.
Not sorry.